This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July corn ended the day at 355. That was down a nickel. September corn ended at 362, down 4 3/4. December corn ended at 373 1/4, down 4 1/2. July soybeans yesterday ended at 922 1/2, down 1 3/4. August beans ended at 913 1/4, down 3. And September beans ended at 905, and that was down 2 1/2. July soybean meal yesterday ended at 301.90, down 230. August meal 297.30, down 260. September meal ended at 294.80, down 230. Soybean oil for July on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, that ended at 32.14, down a half dollar. August oil 32.20, that was up a half dollar for the July option, up 51 on the August option at 32.20. September soybean oil closed at 32.25, and that was up 52. Wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade for July ended the day at 493 1/2. That was down 21 3/4. September wheat ended at 501, down 22, and December wheat ended at 515 3/4, down 21 3/4. July oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 238.50, down 4. September oats ended at 244.5, that was down 3 3/4. And December oats ended at 253.5, down 3.5. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon with favorable growing conditions weighing on crop prices. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain yields quoted shell corn bids 5 cents lower at 333 to 349. Soybean bids mostly a penny or two lower at 897 to 917. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents lower at 330 to 355. Soybean bids down a penny, ranging from 908 to 928. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 336 to 362. Soybean bids a penny lower at 916 to 938. And wheat bids dropped 21 cents at $4 up to 464. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 948 to 958, basis steady ranging from 25 to 35 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 311.90 to 326.90, with basis steady to $5 higher at 10 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents lower at 354 to 372, with basis steady ranging from 1 under to 17 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 356 to 359, with basis 2 cents stronger at 1 to 4 over July. Soybeans ended mixed at 937 to 945, with basis up 1 to 2 cents, ranging from 14 to 22 over July. New crop wheat prices dropped 14 to 22 cents on Tuesday, ranging from 476 to 493, with basis steady to 7 cents higher at 18 under to 1 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at 375 to 376. Soybean bids were mixed at 961 to 962. Soft wheat dropped 16 to 19 cents at 496 to $5 even. While Milo ended the day 5 cents lower at 405 to 421. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 335 up to 348. New crop soybean bids range from 846 up to 877. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 328 to 347. New crop soybean bids were at 870 to 888. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, New crop corn bids range from 336 to 350. New crop soybean bids at 860 up to 881. And the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois for June, July delivery, those range from 463 up to 481. That completes our Country Grain Report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 83.17, down 55. July hogs ended at 82.80, down 92. August hogs ended at 82.95, down 77. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 151.80, down 32. August cattle 150.62, down 7. October cattle ended at 152.60, unchanged. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 219.60, up 60. September feeders 218.52, up 52. And October feeders 217.52, up 52. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 8 cents higher, in a range of $70 to $80, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.10. From the Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weight at 30 to 33, and over 600 pounds at 32 to 35. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading $1 to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $51 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled $12,722. The direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at $247. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 248 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.67, which was $1.09 higher. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $261.07, which was 82 cents higher, with select carcasses at $249, which is $1.58 higher. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 2,000, compared to 114,000 last week and 4,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 2,000 compared to 423,000 last week and 3,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 27th. This is our morning farm show. I'm John Michael Marty. Funding available for organic farmers and handlers through a national cost share program. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has been notified it'll receive $202,800 to reimburse producers and handlers who either obtain or renew their certification in a federal fiscal year that ends September 30th. The reimbursement covers 75% of the certification costs, up to a maximum of $750. The program recognizes four categories of certification: crops, wild crops, livestock, and processing and handling. The organic market is a rapidly growing niche, according to Ag Director Philip Nelson, and funding through this program helps producers expand product availability to Illinois and new markets. The funds will be distributed to eligible recipients in the order their application packets are returned. Operations must apply to the participating agency in the state in which they're located. In Illinois, that agency is the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Entities operating in more than one state should apply in the state where their federal tax returns are filed. Producers may apply for reimbursement even if they've received payments through the program in previous years. However, they may only apply for reimbursements once per certificate or certification category per year. The USDA reminds farmers to certify conservation compliance by a June 1st deadline. This is coming up very quickly. The Department of Agriculture reminds farmers to file a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form with their local USDA service center by June 1st. The 2014 Farm Bill requires producers to have that form on file in order to remain eligible or to become eligible for crop insurance premium support. Many farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participating in most USDA programs, including marketing assistance loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. However, farmers who only participate in the federal crop insurance program must now file a certification form to receive crop insurance premium support. These producers might include specialty crop farmers who may not participate in other USDA programs. The USDA is making every effort possible to get the word out about this new Farm Bill provision, says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We've deployed a variety of informational documents and online resources, including fact sheets, frequently asked questions, and brochures to help farmers understand what they need to do. We'll have more on the Farm Show this morning, part two, in just a moment.
This is Erin Williams with CHS and Shipman. Today I'm with Joe Huebner, our Yield Point specialist. Joe, can you tell me why Yield Point is so important to today's progressive farmer?
Well, Erin, it's important because this is the next step to getting the full potential out of your ground. I mean, with Yield Point, we're going to be able to help you fully maximize your yields and be able to maximize your profits in the meantime.
And that's always the goal for all of us here at CHS, is to maximize your profits. This is Erin Williams with CHS and Shipman.
Hi, this is Nikki Bishop with Homestead Senior Care. Are there times when you need a little extra help around the house? Or maybe you're planning a surgery and need some assistance when you get home? Our professional caregivers are trained to provide a variety of services at a scheduled time that's convenient for you. We provide you with personalized care and support, both long and short term, so you can remain safe in your home. Call us today at 217-324-2299 or visit us at homestead.com. To us, it's personal.
This is the time to add on to the deck of your dreams. There has never been a better time than now to use the equity in your home to do those updates you've been dreaming of with the help of CNB Bank and Trust. The rates are still low. Call one of CNB's experienced lenders today and ask how you can get started on your home projects. CNB Bank and Trust, with 13 locations to serve you better. CNB Bank and Trust, Illinois' oldest bank. Established 1854. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 637573.
Save now on compact and utility tractors during the Massey Ferguson sales event. Designed with performance in mind, these versatile tractors are made to boost your productivity and outperform the competition. And now you'll get 0% financing for up to 72 months on Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit Prairieland Power in Jerseyville or MasseyFerguson.us/sales event for details.
Illinois soybean growers and the Illinois Farm Bureau both have been very pleased that the Senate passed the Trade Promotion Authority program to keep critical U.S. trade negotiations in Europe and around the Pacific moving forward. According to Mike Levin, the Illinois Soybean Growers Director of Issues Management Analysis, it's important that the soybean growers we represent have access to the global marketplace. Global customers demand soybeans high in protein and oil, and Illinois soybean farmers can deliver. In 2012, Illinois soybean exports were worth $3.3 billion, and more than 39 Illinois companies employ people who sell Illinois soybeans overseas. Without TPA paving the way for international trade negotiations, the Illinois agriculture would not be as successful. And the Farm Bureau members rely heavily on agricultural experts for their livelihoods, so we're pleased with today's Senate vote. That statement from the Illinois Farm Bureau. Over the past 5 years, Illinois farmers and processors have exported more than $40 billion worth of made in Illinois corn, soybeans, feed grains, pork, beef, and other products. The USDA says every $1 billion worth of exports creates or supports nearly 8,000 full-time jobs. The passage of this bill will expand the markets, grow our economy, and help put more people to work. Not only is trade important to farmers and manufacturers in Illinois, it allows us to demonstrate leadership around the globe, and we'd like to thank Senator Mark Kirk for his support and urge the House to take up and pass their accompanying bill as soon as possible. That statement from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gabert Jr. regarding the Senate passage of the Trade Promotion Authority on Friday. That's part two of our farm show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.